Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you for possibly the last time from Los Angeles, California. Not the last show, the last time from Los Angeles. As we are moving the fucking show all the way to Pensacola, Florida, leave tomorrow. This is our last show in L.A., Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east.
Sucky, sucky.
It's echoing in here. If it ain't that time,
it's empty.
Perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun in the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, wherever, whenever, however, et cetera, you're receiving us. We appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it.
Yummy.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours discovering the news along with you.
Oh, yes.
As we've been packing and moving shit and everything today. I mean, I'm 100% prepared. I sacrificed and sat here.
Has World War III started as of yet?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. I really don't know. I don't see any mushroom clouds. So
oh, yes.
There may not be yet. Schindler's trying real hard.
Oh, yes. Hard.
Our whiny little piss baby, man baby in chief.
Lay down the plastic.
Tweet us during the show if you like humans. At Crab Diving is the Twitter handle, CRABDIVING.
And what is your name?
Oh, my name is Patrick Vile.
And my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And it's, you know, it echoes in here because it's empty. We're moving all the shit
right
out.
We took all the shit off the walls and
it's empty. This is what the soul of Schindler sounds like. Nothing.
Well, yeah, since souls don't exist. But yeah.
Oh, yes, that's true.
This is what the brain of, yeah, of Schindler sounds like.
You win, atheist. You win.
I don't like my.
Yeah, fuck you, stupid.
We are going to tweet us, like I said, during the show. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool folk hang out. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, help us pay for the move. And all that shit, help us pick up some beers and, you know, pay for the bills in the new studio in Pensacola, Florida. You can buy your shit that you're going to buy online. Go to Amazon, where they have good prices and fast shipping and shit. And go through our link, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It remembers, saves a little cookie, and tells you if you buy something that session.
Right.
Gives us a little taste, a little nibble, doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us
Hello.
Out here.
Hello.
At Screaming Liberal Media.
It doesn't cost you fuck all.
Not fuck all.
Well, you know, they have a different accent down there where we're moving. It's not necessarily British.
It's very not British, yeah.
Fuck you.
Although similar.
Yeah, you know.
In my dialects class in college.
Oh, yes.
And when I got my actor degree, I actually took a fucking class all on dialects. And
tell me all about it, hippie.
They're very similar in vowel formation and things
right.
like that. Like, that's why it's easy for Brits to play Southern people.
Yes. Well, their O face is similar.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever owed a Brit.
Right.
Really?
Given
a Brit an O.
Me neither.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, maybe they're British and they just kept it on the down low.
With a southern accent because they're easier.
Good morning, man.
Not British.
Thanks for joining us. Let's check out what's in the headlines. Hey, let's discover together what's going on in the headlines as soon as I get this news drop.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 30th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Oh, a little message from Snoop Dogg for the former owner of the
Clippers,
right? Yeah.
I forgot what happened. Oh, yeah, yeah. His girlfriend played a racist rant that
much
she recorded.
Much younger girlfriend, oh, yeah. Like his 30-year-old girlfriend when he's in his 80s.
Right.
Recorded a rant of his. It was anti-African-American.
Yes.
And didn't he forbid her to sit with any of the blacks and things like that.
You know, listen, if you're dating a younger person, just know that they're more tech savvy than you are, and they might be able to record some of the horrible shit that you might say. So shut your fucking mouth about, you know, I don't know.
Correct. tweet us during the show. Thanks to, that's Marianne, at Thread and Thumb. Yes, we are moving to Lower Alabama. It is Africa hot.
Is that what she called it, Lower Alabama?
Yeah, she said she lived in Fort Walton. Conservatives abound.
Oh, shit.
I understand that. We've been there a few times.
Fort Walton's like 40 minutes from where we're going to be living.
As I was scoping it out to see if it was livable, I understand there's a conservative or two there.
Really?
But everyone's really, really nice.
Yes.
Again, white.
White, straight, that
so,
helps.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Lower Alabama, I take issue with that, but whatever. I get it. It is Lower Alabama.
The Redneck Riviera. But, I mean, crab diving lucked out, and
yes.
We got a cool place in the hipper kind of, it's not smack dab downtown, but it's about 10 minutes brisk walk, maybe a 15-minute stagger, which will be more likely. To that really cool downtown area, which is really quite stylish and hopping and hip.
Fucking
and
awesome, man.
There's the Vinyl, which is a really great theater music venue where they have decent size acts show up. It's there's a really cool wine bar. There's a great whiskey bar. There's listen to my priorities.
Listen, man.
A bunch of art galleries.
You're not kidding, dude, because this city, you know, L.A. wallet shames you. They do. This city is so fucking expensive.
Yes.
You can live in Florida and be able to do shit every once in a while. Amazing.
Yeah. Less than half rent, big house, yard, 4 blocks from the water. It's going to be awesome. We leave tomorrow, packing up the truck and moving out of Beverly.
I got to tell you something. We got to, honestly, and I mean this seriously, we got to be real careful of the location clues we give for our studio because, you know, our politics.
Well, in
it's
Florida.
It's not like we live in L.A. now. Everybody feels like we do here, kind of.
Right.
But it's a different story there.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
let the rednecks figure out where we are. They'll beat the shit out of us.
You don't think they'll...
Fuck you!
It is Texas, or Florida, after all.
It's not Texas.
I apologize to Florida for calling it Texas. Or do I? I don't know.
Texas is worse than Florida. Are you kidding?
Right now, Texas is worse than Florida.
I mean, the governors, who's worse? Rick Scott or Abbott? Oof, that's not easy.
Yeah,
that's not easy.
It's a rough one. I don't think Rick Scott has the Jesus as vehemently and as virulently as Abbott does, right? Or pretends to have the Jesus. You know, he hates poor people and hates brown people.
Hates
and,
the shit out of them.
Doesn't want to help people and doesn't want to help the poor.
Right.
Like that Jesus would have wanted, but, you know, anyway.
He's Bat Boy, right? Our new governor's Bat Boy. They call him Bat Boy.
Yeah.
He looks like
the
fucking Bat
Boy from the old tabloids. The headline over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Oh, yes.
Is look, it's a picture of Sean Spicer. You hear the I think maybe Spicy like got punished.
Oh yes.
Being sent home.
He loved it.
He didn't get to meet the Pope, and I didn't understand. I didn't realize that he's like a devout Catholic.
Who gives a fuck?
I really don't understand this because there are a bunch of these alleged devout Catholics that are popping up in the Republican ranks.
You know,
and
weird.
I don't fucking understand that at all. Cause I did 12 years of Catholic indoctrination camp.
Yeah, but you're woke.
Well, but my politics. I mean, that Jesus that I learned about, even in Catholic school for 12 years, yes, wouldn't like these Republicans at all.
Yeah, but you went to school in Chicago, which is, you know, it's Democratic there.
Yeah.
The Dems are kind of fucked up there. They're a little racist.
South Side, very, very Irish Catholic, yeah.
We talked about it a lot. They didn't know what to do when Obama was running because, you know.
They were torn.
He's Canadian.
Because he was all black and shit. The headline, it's a picture of Spicy. It says, Dicey Spicy.
Oh, God.
See what they did there?
That's stupid.
They're so fucking clever at the HuffPost.
I hate that. God, I hear comics say that all the time. See what I did there? Oh my God!
Oh,
it's fine when you say it. It's fine when you say it because it's like you're making fun of them. You're actually making fun of someone doing that.
I was kind of making fun of them.
No, you're really making fun of them.
The headline is White House dodges questions about Kushner's meeting with the Russians.
Oh shit!
Over the weekend, I hope everyone had a good Memorial Day weekend and. Over the weekend, Trump came back.
Yes.
Apparently from his overseas trip, started a tweeting.
Oh, geez.
Twitter storm Saturday, Twitter storm on Sunday. Let me sum it up.
He went overseas.
Permanent Festivus.
And it was fucking Festivus the way he talked to the people in NATO. Why can't he be nice?
So many things. It was just a supreme embarrassment all around.
God damn it.
Everything he did.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. Was horrible. God, he just tweeted something about Jared. He's trying to save Jared's ass now.
Shit. Why? Yeah, he's related to, you know, family is important to Schindler, especially if they're white family.
Oh my God. He was really angry this morning.
Oh shit.
Oh, he's taking in some circles they may enjoy it, but he's taking a dump on the Germans.
Ooh, nine!
Without the plastic.
Scheißing Trump!
11 hours ago, Trump tweeted, "We have massive trade deficit with Germany."
Massive.
Plus, they are far less. Though they pay far less than they should on NATO and military.
Oh, who gives a fuck,
very
you idiot?
Bad for U.S. This will change. You know...
It's so stupid.
He's pissing off everyone.
Yes.
Of our, every one of our allies.
Our buddies don't like us anymore because we suck.
And now he's just cozying up to Putin.
Yeah. Our government, I guess we have to get used to it. We like authoritarians like Erdogan, Duterte. Blah, blah, blah.
The next one, an hour later, Russian officials must be laughing at the U.S. and how a lame excuse for why the Dems lost the election has taken over the fake news.
It's not lame, though. There's evidence, right? I mean, it's not out of nowhere. It's not like Benghazi, dickhead. I mean, there's actually, you know, there's evidence.
Then 3 hours later, the U.S. Senate should switch to 51 votes immediately and get health care and tax cuts approved fast and easy. Dems would do it, no doubt.
How do you do that?
You destroy the filibuster forever and for good on everything.
Yes.
They've already done it for the judges, for Supreme Courts, and for and Harry Reid did it for the circuit court judges and shit.
Circuit. Man, what a fucking buffoon this guy is. What a dickhead.
And but he wants the authoritarian is pissed that he can't just wave his tiny little paws and make things happen.
Why would he think? You know, I understand. I get it. Right? He's not a politician, and he's not experienced governing. You know, he's a business guy.
Correct.
But did he not watch one episode of the fucking West Wing? Did he not? I'm not even kidding. Did he watch? What's that show with Kevin Spacey?
There's not enough.
Of Cards.
There's no hot women on the West Wing. Why should we watch that?
I'm beginning to say, and I know I say this as a joke all the time. Let's just have the cast of West Wing come into the White House and do the jobs they pretended to do on TV, and that's going to be a lot fucking better than anything that we fucking have now. I would rather have Allison Janney talking to the press in this. Spicer dickhead, Mr. Anti-Dippin' Dots McGee, whatever his fucking problem is. I mean, really, when you rather have Kevin's... Yeah, he hates Dippin' Dots.
The ice cream is all pissed off.
Yeah, Dippin' Dots. It's not the future of ice cream, okay? That's his tweet. Remember that?
Yeah.
Why do we have people that are bananas in the fucking White House? And truly nuts.
And he tweeted about milk.
What was that?
Remember he bought milk at like Target or was it? It might have been Target.
It was a grocery store.
Target. But he tweeted he was angry because he took it home and found out that it expires like the next day.
Well,
which open your fucking eyes, by the way.
That's
Milk 101. You check the date and you grab the one that's the oldest. Going to expire the latest.
You have to grab behind the milk because these grocery stores try to push the old milk on you, and you just got to be savvy, Spicy.
But then instead of fucking just calling them or going back and saying, hey, do you mind if I swap this out for a milk that's not going to go tits up tomorrow? Pun intended.
Tits
cow
up,
tits
man.
Up. That he tweeted. He went to Twitter and he's like, wah, I can't believe Costco or something. I'm going to say Target. I think it was Target. He's like, wah, Target, I can't believe you sell milk. I walked out of there and it's, blah, 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 blah. And then the retailer responded, well, we'd like to take care of this for you. Please feel free to take it back to where you bought it. And the management will happily swap it out for a new one. And he did. He was happy with that. But why not do that in the first place?
Because, dude, that was his one errand all day. His wife's like, hey, dickhead, go get some fucking milk. Can you handle that? No.
No.
I can't. I went there and I got the wrong milk. And he got mad. And he twatted.
Well, and then it's the entitled white twunt syndrome.
Of course.
Where it's like, look at me. How dare this happen to me? I'm going to publicly shame them on social media.
Because there's a war on white guys. That's what he sees it as, probably. They gave me milk that expires in one day.
You turned me into a
guys.
Cuck.
I'm a cuck. Oh, you gave me milk that expires in a day. Let me just get a big black guy to come bang my wife and make me watch. It's the same fucking thing. Nuts.
So apparently Spicy did some good dodging today of questions.
Oh yes.
At the White House. Well, they're still having them. Briefing. There've been burblings that Trump might just fucking cancel the White House briefings.
Yeah, why not? But why not though? They're all bullshit.
Trump even said so.
He said they're bullshit.
Sometimes my people don't have all the other information that I do at the same time.
And that's after Sarah Huckabee went out, remember?
Yes.
And completely spun the Comey firing, I think it was. And then Trump, 2 days later, went on that interview with Lester Holt and completely blew out of the water everything Spicy and Sarah Huckabee had been saying.
Yes. Why?
And then he blamed them.
We don't have the best people. What we have in the White House are daughters, sons.
If those are the best people,
sons-in-laws of the worst people.
If all those people are the best people, this is a shitty fucking country. Holy crap! If this is the cream of the crop,
it's disgusting.
We're in dire, dire straits.
I tweeted out today. I was like, "Why do we have a fucking 36-year-old real estate fuckhead? Nobody elected. Why is he known as quote unquote the Secretary of Everything?
Slumlord?
Oh yeah, he's a." Why is he in charge of the fucking government? Did you vote on Mr. Kushner?
In a trust fund baby slumlord, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if he was treasonous and did some shenanigans with Russia, then I'm prepared to say that he's worse than Subway Jared.
But
you don't
think so. Donald Trump today, 14 hours ago, retweeted a Fox and Friends tweet. That, it's Fox and Friends. It says, Jared Kushner didn't suggest Russian communications channel.
What? How the fuck do they know?
I don't know.
Why would they? I mean, you know.
And then he retweeted it. Trump did. And it says, Jared Kushner didn't suggest Russian communications channel in meeting. Source says. So it's probably one of them leaking to Fox.
Yeah.
Fake. Propaganda lies news.
You're saying, okay, I'm supposed to believe that our White House, you know, they're in charge of our country, will leak a fake story to Fox, and then Fox and Friends would just, you know, puke out the story. You're saying that would happen?
Well, yeah, source says they're always complaining about anonymous sources. Trump is.
Yes.
Don Jr. even tweeted something the other day about that. God. You know, oh, what if these, what, they're too afraid to name these sources because it's all fake news.
Oh, fuck you. Which one is he? The ugly one?
Uday.
The real ugly one or the ugly one? Is that the one?
Well, looks, I mean, which ones? Which?
No. That they're both ugly to me. But one looks like a tall, stretched out Steve Buscemi.
Well, we have blonde and we have brunette. Which
blonde
one?
Blonde is fucked up looking.
Okay,
his
that's Eric.
And his weird little pointy teeth.
That's Eric.
He looks like a fucking ginger ferret.
Don Jr. has the dark hair slicked back,
dreamy.
According to Faux News.
Yes.
A December meeting between Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, one of the senior advisors, blah, blah, blah.
Fuck you.
And Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak.
Nicked!
At Trump Tower, focused on Syria, a source familiar with the matter told Fox News.
A source familiar with the matter.
Hello, Fox News. This is John Barron calling.
Right.
I just went to, I mean, this is a secret source. It's not John Barron.
God.
Put me down as a source familiar with the matter. And Jared didn't talk about anything about the Russians.
Jesus. I feel bad for Schittler that he didn't get elected to run like someplace like the Philippines or Pakistan or something like that, because he would be killing it there. He'd be killing it, you know? But it's here. He's just fucking it all up.
So that's what Trump retweeted. One of his own fake stories came out. Fox, of course, sucks it up.
Sucky.
And spews it back forth for all the morons.
When they say back channel, like Kushner wanted to establish a back channel, that
anal.
Anal?
Yeah, it means anal.
Third input. is third input still open for business? Is the back door still open? I'm wondering.
Well, maybe. How do we know there isn't one?
Why do they think he sent up the back channel? I mean, did the FBI dream this shit up?
It's not completely unheard of for an incoming administration to try to reach out. They're squealing about, look what Obama did with Iran back in 2008.
Did Nixon do it?
Different. It's also, this wasn't done. Obama didn't say, hey guys, let's meet at your embassy, which we don't have, by the way. With Iran, but let's meet at your place,
right?
And use your secret cool equipment so that our intelligence community doesn't hear us. That's why they were doing it. It's
but Obama didn't do that.
Correct. And everything they did is untoward. Like it doesn't make sense.
Is that what Nixon did in Vietnam?
Kind of. Yeah. Except you know he of course ended up killing tens of thousands more people. By postponing the ceasefire.
Fuckstick Jared isn't going to cause that.
Well, right.
We don't know what the fuck he's up to.
And what qualifications does he have? He's a slum lord.
He's
a scumbag parasite of a crotch spawn of a zillionaire slum lord.
He's white. He's white. White as fuck. God, what a piece of shit.
So that's the headline that the Spicy's tap dancing and dodging.
Spicy.
Washington Post, other outlets reported last week, Kushner, Russian officials discussed the possibility of opening a secret channel.
Ooh, yes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Are we a secret channel?
It's not. It's our wide open.
Right.
Transparent hole.
We want to be your back channel.
Spicer argued he could not address those claims because the stories are unconfirmed and based on anonymous sources.
Wait a second.
So was Watergate, Pookie. Just letting you know, Spicy.
But if somebody asks you, hey, Pat, did you establish recently a back channel with Russia? What would you say?
No.
Right, because you didn't.
Right.
And it's not like you would establish a back channel and fucking forget about it.
With Watergate, Deep Throat.
Ooh, yeah.
We just found out not that long ago, right? Just like a couple of years ago, finally, they found out who it was. Who was the guy that gave all the information to Woodward and Bernstein. So an anonymous source.
Right. You know, Pat Buchanan called Deep Throat un-American.
Well, there you go.
But he wasn't,
and that's
right?
What's happening right now is all these leaks.
Yeah.
Trump's pissed about the leaks. He ain't pissed about the administration, the Republicans that are still trying to desperately hold on to him. They're saying, well, it's about the leaks. We have to worry about these leaks. What about these leaks? Which are untoward.
But
given the circumstances, I think it's whistleblowing and not leaking.
I was going to say, is this leaking or whistleblowing?
The pictures from the terrorist attack in England, in Manchester, at the Ariana Grande concert, that's some bullshit. That did not need to be...
Oh, God damn it.
That did not need to be leaked.
I don't want to see those, man. That's so fucked up.
The ones that they published were just pictures of, like, the backpack and pictures of the device, pieces of the device, they think, that were on the ground.
Flux capacitor. But
that was some bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
That I agree. That whoever leaked that should face some consequences.
Right.
But the story is like, hey, in that meeting with Kislyak, Trump divulged secrets of information we'd gotten from the Israelis and possibly compromised an asset or two.
Right. Somebody could have died based on the shit he said.
That's. I don't think that's a bad leak. I think that's a whistleblow. Trump himself,
right,
a few hours before the briefing, this is over at the HuffPo, tweeted out a Fox story that had no... it's funny. Spicer said, I can't talk about it because your stories are unconfirmed and anonymous sources. Yet, what tweet did we just read from Schittler,
right,
from Fox News, saying, Jared didn't make a deal with the Russians about any business or anything. It was about Syria. Cited an anonymous source.
Is this another instance of Schittler twiddling things that totally fuck up what his mouthpieces are saying for him? Right? I mean, he's fucking everything up.
Or neck-snapping hypocrisy.
Right.
That, well, how can you expect us to believe any of these stories are all unconfirmed and unnamed sources? Here is another. Oh, yeah, we got one, too. That's what I mean. That's why they probably did it. It was probably somebody, Spicy probably called up, or Trump called up and was totally like, I was there. Jared didn't say anything.
Don't you think we're all just being naive little assholes here? Here's what's happening. Jared is trying to facilitate getting these sanctions lifted from Uncle Nipples in Russia, right? That's probably what's happening.
Yes.
And is that illegal? That's bullshit, right? I mean.
Well, yeah.
So, like, what the fuck?
He met with a banker. I mean,
what the fuck are we waiting on?
Please tell us what national security, what does Syria have to do with Jared meeting with some slimy Russian oligarch banker?
No. Man.
And why sneaking in the back of Trump Tower?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
What's up with that? We take the freight elevator. It's very bizarre. I mean, you know, and I think it's a little disingenuous for them to feign like outrage. Oh, to even think that we would stoop to such a thing. I mean, you're a fucking dirty ass businessman. You know?
Thanks to Celeste Pewter, at Celeste Pewter on the Twitter, tweeting us some awesome cartoon artwork, some political cartoons from... Ann Telney is from the WAPO, so thanks Celeste.
Thank you. Yes, please check out our Twitter at Crab Diving. Check out our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
And follow everybody that tweets us.
Follow Celeste.
And Marianne.
Yes, and Marianne. They know shit.
So that's just the headline over to the HuffPo. They're laughing. It's Spicy trying to dodge the questions.
Jesus Christ.
And then it turns out the question he dodged, the reason he used, doesn't fit because his boss tweeted out a story from unconfirmed sources.
I mean,
oh,
I read somewhere that we already talked about this. The only app on his fucking iPhone, Schittler, is Twitter.
Yeah.
How is that even possible, though? Can you make it so you just have Twitter on your iPhone?
Sure, delete everything. Well, I mean, probably all the regular apps are still there. But
doesn't he want to listen to Pandora or like Spotify?
No.
Maybe some music.
Oh, he doesn't listen to music.
Yeah. What do you think he listens to? He didn't listen to music. You're right. He's humorless.
He probably reruns old episodes of The Apprentice.
Probably.
Watch this. Watch how I fired him there.
You know what he watches? I bet you $1 million fucking he rewatches his old campaign rallies from either the primary or the general election. Sits there and jacks off.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our and our religions and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
God,
people like that batshit loon, Michelle Bachmann, Steve King, all those the loathsome creatures before have really been pushed to tier two.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we've got the Trump monsters, the even more soul-free, empathy-free.
You know.
And these guys hate the country.
Right. And Trump's in love with money. I was reading an article. This guy made the point that, I mean, it's kind of a stupid point. His point is Trump will never be Obama because he just loves money too fucking much.
Yeah.
And there's no like altruism in the guy.
Well, yeah. And
newsflash, I mean, you know.
Looks at your personal worth is what your net worth is.
Yeah.
Like worthy human beings are only rich people. It only matters how much, how many zeros you got in your accounts.
You know, with this budget, you know, the budget that came out is horrible, fucking immoral budget plan. You know, they keep floating this idea that the idea is to get people off assistance and to have less people covered and less people under the umbrella of the fucking government.
Which would be nice if, sure, if there were means.
But how
for those people to have good jobs or if they can't work or whatever, a good safety net.
Yeah.
But they don't, they're not doing that part B part.
Don't you think
they're like, we're going to kick them off?
Well, you know how to solve that is you raise the minimum wage.
No, you kick them off, right? Let them die off. Then they won't be poor people.
I mean, it implies that there is some, it's so fucked up in this country that people look at homeless people and think, look, that guy's not working. He should get a fucking job. He's living his life wrong. He's immoral or something. Rather than the guy's mentally ill or there's something wrong with him. You could help him. You know? So fucking disgusting.
Headline over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, shit.
Everybody be afraid. There's a picture of Kim Jong-un.
Nine.
Apparently with, I don't know, he's standing with looking at something off camera with binoculars.
Oh, yes.
The headline says, USA shoots down Mach warhead.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Prepare the tissues, jerkers.
Oh, jeez. What's he doing with those binoculars? You think he's perving out Kim Jong-un?
He's
staring at his neighbors.
The U.S. missile defense test, the Pentagon, successfully tested a U.S. long-range interceptor missile over the Pacific Ocean in an exercise aimed at helping gauge American readiness to counter any potential similar threat from North Korea. So remember, we talked about it last week. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. Leave us a good review, please. It helps.
Tell your friends about our fucking show, why don't you?
We talked about it last week that the U.S. said they were going to be testing this anti-missile or whatever.
Right.
Apparently, success.
Big phallus. Oh, that's good, right?
An interceptor.
So, by doing this, are we escalating the fucking arms race with North Korea?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because aren't they going to try to outsmart our fucking... What kind of missile intercepted the...
Well, they don't even have one yet.
Interceptor.
They can make it that far.
Oh, okay.
Although they did on Monday...
Yes.
Reportedly launched some kind of... It says a military projectile.
Ooh, shit.
That landed in Japan's maritime economic zone.
In my pants. What is that? Maritime economic... What the fuck?
I don't know. I guess it means but somewhere they can fish, maybe. Or
okay.
maybe their sea lanes. Jeez,
sounds like paradise.
It also comes amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Pyongyang. Wow. This test cost $244 million.
Dang, can't they make that cheaper? Shit, that's a lot of money.
Ridiculous.
Man.
And they won't look at the Pentagon. They won't look at defense. They won't do a full scale audit.
Right.
You remember, God, was it during Reagan, Bush, Daddy, that they found the, like the $800 toilet seats and
that's Reagan,
the $1,000 screwdriver and things like that.
But it's a flathead and a Phillips.
That these defense contractors were just porking the United States over. And you go down to Home Depot, you pay $10 for a nice toilet seat.
Yeah.
You buy it for a defense from a defense contractor for a U.S. facility, and it's $800.
Fuck you. What's the etymology of porking?
You mean as fucking?
Yeah, yeah. To me, that's the funniest word for having sex. Or the funniest term, you know, porking.
Yeah.
It sounds ridiculous.
I don't know.
Do you remember how it was used in European Vacation?
I don't.
God, it's so fucking funny. Hey, Dad, he's going to pork her. If anybody remembers that scene in the movie, they're laughing to themselves right now, and they appreciate what I just said.
Trump on the 29th tweeted...
You're welcome.
After this this test that North Korea had spewed forth, the Trump tweeted, North Korea has shown great disrespect for their neighbor China by shooting off yet another ballistic missile, but China is trying hard.
Hard. He said shooting off.
Yes.
God, that sounds, you know, Trump, that doesn't sound presidential, no offense. He's shooting off a missile. Sounds stupid.
The our most recent, I guess they had one the last time they successfully tested one of these missiles was in June of 2014.
Okay.
But the longer track record is not great.
Right.
Spotty, they say.
I don't understand that. Don't you? And this might make me sound stupid, but if you want to shoot a missile and have it go longer, don't you put more fuel in the motherfucker? That's it.
Yeah, but I think it's navigation systems and counter measure systems and stuff like that.
I don't understand, because you can fucking pilot a drone from, like, don't we pilot drones from this country to go bomb other countries?
No, they fly them from a ship that's close by.
Oh, I thought there was a cube farm somewhere in
I mean,
Colorado.
They probably can.
Or Nevada.
But I think the majority of them tend to fly them from, like, the ship that they launch the drone from, maybe.
You never got courted to be a drone operator?
No, I didn't.
I know you're good at video games. There's people watching that shit.
Well, yeah.
If you score high enough on something, they'll be like, hey, help out your country, dude.
Like in, spoiler alert, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, right?
Yes.
Remember when that one fleet of ships was all drone operated?
Right.
It was everybody, basically, all the pilots were in their own virtual cockpit.
Yes.
back on the planet, totally safe. But they could see everything the ship's on. It was like they were flying.
We went and saw, for anybody who gives a fuck, we went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy for At Vile Experience's birthday. And I got to say, that movie, I don't understand how people say the first one's better than the second one. I liked them both equally.
I thought they were both very enjoyable, but I would, if I had to choose, if I had to Sophie's choice between them, I would choose the first one.
But what about the beginning sequence with Groot?
Amazing.
And the ELO song. Oh my God, it's funny as fuck.
I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but there's a section near the end that's a little feelsy and a little too long.
Got it. Like.
Like feelings.
Yeah. Oh, why? God, I didn't notice that. Jeez.
But I don't want to give a spoiler.
Right.
Or fast forward 20 seconds.
Yes.
It's a funeral. Remember, it's a funeral?
No, who the fuck died? You can't say who dies.
Right.
Oh, that dude. Right. Yeah, the guy who was in that one show. I won't say it.
You know who it is. Yeah. But
how's that guy a superhero? All he can do, I can't even say it.
But he passed. His character passed in the movie, and it gets a little feelsy at the end for a little too long.
Well, fuck that. You're right. That's a good point. Fuck that movie.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I just felt that section was a little too long for the theme and the tone of the movie.
Yes.
It was a little too heartstringy for too long.
By the way, tweet us at Crab Diving. Do you want to hear us do a fucking movie review show? Let us know. Tweet us. That'd be fun.
Pay us.
Yeah, pay us. We'll do it.
Pay us.
And you know, if you're lucky, I'll give you, I have a great idea for a Batman script. Perfect. Did I share this with you?
Yes.
Okay. I won't share it with the audience.
You did share it with the audience, I think,
when
Voice was here, was it?
Talk about it. Fuck me. God, I'm so boring.
So that's the headline to the Drudge Report. Is it's all red. And we gotta worry more about war.
Oh, great. Do you think Schittler could be a little less, I don't know, combative with this guy? You know, Kim Jong Un.
Well, it's a crisis. It doesn't need to happen. It's two little tiny man babies.
Ugh.
Getting their fifis hurt over each other. And it's basically, they're going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Two Trumps, two little whiny narcissists are going to kill us all.
What did Trump's parents do when they were raising him? Did they ever take him aside and say, hey, listen, dickhead?
Dad probably had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah. He was at a boarding school, right? Shit. If you're raising that
After
kid.
After he hit that teacher.
Oh, my God.
If you'll
that's
recall.
Right. How old was he? Like
little shit fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Little thug, little violent little piece of shit.
He is a
took
thug.
A swing at a teacher, and that's why they send him off to military school.
Somebody
his military experience. Oh, yeah. I was in military school.
Somebody should have told Piotis that life is not a dick measuring contest, stupid. You know, but
you saw the way he pushed that president of Moldova or whatever out of the way.
Montenegro.
They're pissed, by the way.
Of course they are. It's their fucking president. I mean, imagine if somebody shoved Schittler, you know, his fat ass out of the way. God, he's got a big ass, too. I mean, he really does. I saw him on TV. He's got the oddest.
Trump, he's got like a big, wide, flat ass. It's very, very strange.
Very strange. God works in mysterious fucking ways.
There's a report out.
Yes.
You know, a lot of these giant accounts on the internet. Every once in a while, they'll take a torpedo to their amount of followers because either Twitter or Facebook or whatever goes through and tries to remove all the bots and all the fake accounts from, you know, they try to delete these fake accounts and shit.
Why?
Because they don't want you to have fake accounts. Yeah,
I know.
You can pay for them.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you can go on Fiverr and drop $5 and pick up like 10,000 followers or whatever.
Oh,
and it's going to happen. But they're all going to be from like Pakistan, or they're all going to be from Uzbekistan. Or
somebody did that to my friend as a fucking joke. He woke up one morning and had like 18,000 followers. Then he found out it was a joke and he thought
he's lucky he didn't get his account.
Yeah. He felt
fucked up because Twitter will see that and they'll think he bought followers.
God.
Which is not allowed.
Right.
By the way, our followers are all
we're genuine,
wonderful,
man.
Real humans.
You should see our followers. They're smart. They, you know, have shit to say.
But there is a new report.
Yes.
That says that almost half of Trump's Twitter followers appear to be fake. Half.
Oh, shit.
He's got 31 million followers.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. 31 million.
And the somebody wrote, comedian. This guy says, a comedian, Joe Mand, has 1.1 million followers, but his bio contains a caveat. Twitter is trash. Facebook's the devil. I bought a million followers for like $400. None of this shit matters. Antarctica is melting.
That's a good point, man. We're going to be underwater, and who gives a fuck?
He explained to The New Yorker in an interview, this is the comedian, the simplest way to tell who's winning the Twitter game is by counting followers. The biggest celebrity accounts, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga,
yes,
seem to have millions of followers, but in 2012, they found out that only a portion of them are real humans. Some are bots.
Oh, shit.
This guy decided to just pay $400 and get a million followers.
Isn't it weird that somebody like Bieber would have that many followers? Because, like, You write shit on Twitter and people read it. And it, I don't know Bieber, but it doesn't seem like that's his thing, you know? Like writing interesting things, doesn't...
Bieber...
Doesn't seem like his deal.
He tweets platitudes.
Oh, okay.
Love my Beliebers, you know.
God.
Love you guys.
Do you remember when we used to do so many stories on Bieber before this orange authoritarian.
Well, he's quieted down a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Bieber's, he hasn't been out pissing in buckets or anything, right. or getting pulled over for a DUI.
Yeah.
97 million followers for Bieber.
Congratulations, Biebs.
By the way.
97 fucking million followers?
97 fucking million followers.
How many does the Dalai Lama have?
66 million for Lady Gaga.
Congratulations. That's a lot. Jeez. Is she the one with the lambs? Or that's Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, her followers are known as monsters. Right?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Monsters.
The believers, the monsters.
Yeah. I like Lady Gaga, though.
The directioners, the blah, blah.
Don't you think Lady Gaga's talented as fuck?
I think she's really good, yeah. Yeah.
She's awesome.
She's crazy, but, yeah, Bieber. From what I understand.
Bieber, take him or leave him. He's not that great. You really aren't, Bieb. I'm sorry.
How dare you? The for some reason over the weekend, even Trump's Twitter account saw an unusual spike in followers.
God bless you. Come on, give me another one. Sneeze again.
Oh, it's hanging there.
Shit,
it wants to come out.
God, that's cruel.
Trump's Twitter account saw an unusual spike in followers over the weekend, many of which appear to have been created artificially.
Oh, shit. They're fucking fake.
Says Twitter, holy shit, 3 million over the weekend. Trump's Twitter account has suddenly gained 3 million followers and has been blocking lots of people.
Oh, like libs, you know, poo-pooing him on what he tweets?
Maybe, yeah. There was one comedy writer, I forget what show she writes for, but she tweeted something over the weekend. And, you know, if you go to his tweets, all you got to do is scroll down, and very few of them, of the most popular ones, of the responses are supportive.
Yeah.
In fact, very few of them.
Yeah.
They're all people shitting on him.
Right.
And she was just one of many, but for some reason, he blocked her.
Jeez.
So then she made a thing out of it. Then she was more famous. Then it went, the blocking of her became the viral thing. Like, I never heard of her until Trump blocked her.
Right,
and
right.
That became a thing. Like, why is Trump blocking people?
Voters.
Why is he reading tweets and blocking people?
Why is he
the question.
Blocking his constituents?
Why isn't he working?
Hell yeah, dude.
I've got an
idea. Well, fuck, you know, maybe he shouldn't.
True.
What do you want him to do? I mean, really, what could he do?
Twitter audit, a service that assesses the authenticity of one's followers.
Yes.
Ran on real Donald Trump's handle and finds that only 51% of Trump's followers are real.
Does he tweet? We talked about this, but does he tweet from the POTUS or does he tweet from his own fucking account? Because I thought
both.
That was a thing.
Both.
Oh, from both.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he blocking people from his presidential account? Because it seems like, I mean, that seems like a little untoward, don't you think? To block your constituents from, you don't want your constituents to hear what you have to say?
Right.
And you don't want to respond to
them? Well,
he
doesn't want to see their nasty responses to him.
But, you know, he's,
everyone's so mean.
He's a sexist racist, and you know, a lot of his policies are shitty. Yeah, he's going to get some negative shit.
A journalist, Yashir Ali, ran an audit on Trump's Twitter account in January.
Oh, shit.
And found that 68% of his then 20 million followers were real. Now he's at 30 million and only 51%. So of the 10 million that he's gained since January, 8.3 approximately are fake.
So but he's still got like 15 million followers, right?
Yes.
I would take that. Wouldn't you take that for crab diving?
Sure.
Shit, that's a lot.
When he started in April of 2016, he was starting to gain traction as a serious candidate. He had 7.5 million, only of which 8% were fake.
Oh, shit. Wow.
So there you go. Probably Uncle Nipples is buying him some fake followers.
Right. That's so weird that Russia's has like a spy service with a bunch of social media nerds running around.
Yeah, in St. Petersburg. Was that the article I read in New York Times or something? They did a expose on, they found a building.
Oh, yeah?
That's what they do.
Oh, shit.
They're social media bots.
Right.
They're the humans that they hire to show up, and they run 20 different profiles.
We would be good at that, actually. We do a lot of social media
and they tweet
shit
the shit
the
out and respond, you know. Yeah. These, and you'll see on Twitter especially, some also on Facebook, but really Twitter, that some of these comments that'll tweet back, MAGA, oh yeah, you libtards can't handle it. You're just still sorry that Hillary lost. You can't handle it, so you're making up this Russia stuff. A lot of those comments, you'll click on the profile, and they've got 10,000 tweets and 100 followers.
So it's bullshit. You got 10,000 tweets and 100
fucking followers.
They
fired up a fake account and just tweeted 10,000 fucking times. And if you look at their tweets and replies, they're all replies to people. Like they just find.
Oh, it's a bot.
They find tweet. Well, no, I think it's a real human because they're actually answering them.
Yes.
But it's a fake account.
Right.
That person has 10 of them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do an hour on this one. Then I'm going to do an hour on my other account. Right. Then an hour on my other. You know, I don't know how they do it.
Right.
But they respond. And then they stop. Once you start challenging them, they just kind of disappear a lot.
They go off and do it somewhere else, right?
They're switching to one of their other accounts.
Evil.
And that has massive influence.
Massive.
Look at how many Bernie boys, bros.
God damn it.
Were swayed to hate Hillary because of all that Russian bullshit propaganda on social media and on conservative loon media.
I don't have any, you know, you can say what you want about Hillary, but you know, you can't say she was unqualified to be president. I'm sorry. Secretary of State and a senator. Suck my dick. That's fine.
Right.
Look what's happening now, dumbass. Yeah. Nothing. I mean, you know.
Thanks, guys.
You can even say, okay, take out all the scandals and shit. Let's take out the Russian scandal, you know. What is he doing to help us? What meaningful, has he done anything meaningful that will help people since he's been in office?
He put a terrifying crypto fascist on the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, right. That's good. That's a good one.
That'll help.
Oh, sure. You know how much that fucking border wall is going to cost if he does it? It could cost up to $20 million per fucking mile. $20 million per mile. What the fuck?
And how much could SNAP benefits?
I don't know.
How many people could you feed for $20 million?
Cure AIDS, stupid. God damn it.
I've got speaking of this evangelical bullshit, there will be no Faithless Friday this week. Sorry. We're going to be on the road. No more. This is our last show this week, ladies and germs.
Oh, shit.
We're going to be driving Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's right.
You know, we could record from the road maybe, but ain't going to happen.
Oh, man. I got the Zoom. I'll have the Zoom somewhere gettable. All right.
Pain in the ass.
It is.
possibly maybe like a Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
Or a Periscope or something.
I feel like a douchebag on Facebook Live.
But
we can Facebook Live from our crab diving account.
From
the truck,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes.
But not like a full show or anything.
Do you think people are like, they Facebook Live, they're sitting there. Are there people into politics, or are they just pervs just like playing with themselves, watching us talk about like,
I think
Trump
and shit?
I'm kidding.
Wait, people jerk off to us?
Yes. Fake news.
This is, you know, we've talked about how these creepvangelicals,
I like that.
Horrible pseudo-Christians. Well, they're Christians. They self-identify as Christians. I don't have any beliefs anymore.
Oh,
so.
God.
I kind of can't remember what I did, but I don't have any beliefs anymore. So
right up until
call yourself what you want.
The penguin at your fucking Catholic school told you that your dog is going to hell because it's a dog.
Almost. But yeah,
you can't tell a kid.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
If her dog was going to go to heaven, and the priest said no.
No. Come here. Let me play with you in the confessional.
And I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
My dog's awesome.
My dog's better than all these people.
Anybody should be in heaven is this fucking dog over here. Please.
And now the Pope has decided that your pets go to heaven.
Did he really?
Yeah, this latest Pope.
Oh, that's funny. Does he just decree that?
Well, yeah.
He said, hey, listen,
infallible.
Does he honestly say, because like, does he say, I just got off the phone with Jesus or God or whoever the fuck ever?
Divine revelation.
Yes.
And, you know, he's taking a shit and felt something.
Is it any pet?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
I didn't read the note.
Because
Probably.
It's a slippery slope, really.
Goldfish. You don't want people's snakes to go?
No.
What if they love their snake?
I don't care. To me,
it's not going to eat you in heaven.
I don't know.
First of all,
what do you know?
Of it exists. Right. So, but
my vision of heaven isn't snakes. Sorry.
Okay.
I hate snakes, man. Terrifying. That's the one. Snakes, sharks, and alligators are the one thing three things. Thank you. listen to Mr. Math over here. that's why I'm nervous. That's why I'm nervous about moving to Florida. It's the fucking critters and the slithery things, dude. Snakes freak me the fuck out. I'm not going to die from a snake bite. I'm going to die from seeing a snake and like running into traffic.
Having a heart attack.
Having a heart attack for sure.
This is again another. This shows how loathsome these evangelicals are, and what frauds they are, and hateful, disgusting people. The Dominionists,
Jesus,
who want to take over and ram their religion into all of our holes.
Toe tap with me.
That they have some of the more disgusting among them have embraced Trump inexplicably. One of the most unchristian examples of humanity out there.
Jesus would fuck Trump up if he met him. He'd fucking shoot him with, you know, heat vision or something.
And somehow they've fleeced their horrible flocks to believe in that that's what God wants. God wants you to have guns. God wants you to hate brown people. God wants you to hate poor people.
Does God want leukemia?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, that idea. Who says that? One of those English guys.
Stephen Fry. Childhood cancer.
Right. What's up with that, dude?
But this is another example of this like creepy tying in of this is what the Lord wants. This is Handmaid's Tale kind of bullshit. This is not some fringy Coach fucking Dave.
Yes.
This isn't Gordon clinging shit with his small herd of horrible people that follow him.
You're referring to Coach Dave, not a guy named Dave that fucks coaches. You said Coach fucking Dave?
Yeah, Coach fucking Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Who's calling for violence.
Yeah, he's a dick.
I forget what show it was last week, but Dave Dobenmeyer, we played the clip of him saying that it's time for a more violent Christianity because they got to get rid of these libtards who are trying to turn them all gay.
Right.
Here from the 700 Club.
Oh, shit.
If not one of the biggest poobahs out there.
I feel like we haven't heard from Pat Robertson in a bit.
Here's fucking Pat Robertson.
Fuck you.
Really? God, anointing fucking Trump.
Oh, yeah.
As some messenger of the Lord.
Gaseous balls.
Gaseous balls. Here's Pat Robertson. Whoops.
Pat Robertson.
Probably want people to hear that. Yes. Here we go.
I think in this particular case, there is a spiritual battle against our president. He's God's man for this job.
What?
There's a spiritual battle against the president. He's God's man for this job. Well, your God is a fucking asshole.
Yeah, God has some odd taste in people. I mean, really. And by the way, didn't we used to have kings and shit that used to say, well, God wants me to be king.
Well, right. Divine right.
Yeah. Are we going back in time to that shit?
Well, yeah, according to these assholes.
Why would God want somebody like Hitler to be president? It doesn't make any sense.
God's man for this job. And he's taking bold steps and steps that please most evangelicals. And I think...
Well, which is exactly why he's a menace to society. Oh, yeah. If he's pleasing the evangelicals, we're fucked.
He's a piece of shit.
Plummeting numbers of evangelicals, by the way.
Supporting Trump.
In general, population, remember?
Absolutely. Oh, we did that story last week.
Religion on its own is dying, and among young people, really dying. And even if they're staying, quote, spiritual, they're bailing on this bullshit.
And in this desperate, though, coming out and the Republicans saying, and people like Pat Robertson saying, oh, listen, God anointed Trump to be president.
Right.
I mean, that's desperation.
How could it not be?
Really?
He grabs women by their pussy. He lies and cheats and steals and has done nothing but his whole fucking career in life.
He put out a budget that would take food out of the mouths of poor people. What in the fuck is Christ like about that?
Right.
Stupid.
We need to support him. And, you know, I've been an ardent critic of a number of our leaders because they have not done well. But in this case, I feel in my heart the thing that I should do and all of us should do is pray, you know, earnestly for God's support.
Okay, if that's all you're going to
go ahead.
If all you're going to do is sit around and pray, we welcome that.
Pray your ass off. Who cares?
Just pray, you know, earnestly.
Stay home instead of voting.
Don't just pray.
Pray instead of voting. That'll help us out a lot.
Oh, yeah, but pray earnestly, too, by the way.
God's support of the man that I believe he has put in this office.
Oh, I believe he has put in this office.
God, that's crazy. Could you imagine knowing anyone that believes that? And
no.
How do you talk to that fucking person, man?
I mean, I even, you know, have some Republicans that I know well and I'm close to and stuff. And I can't imagine them buying this bullshit.
Fuck no.
Of him being Jesus-y.
This is Jesus.
They're more the
we hate
the poor type of Republicans.
Right. I mean, he's not even pretending to be godly, Trump.
No.
It's very weird.
No.
I mean, I don't remember Jesus being like a white supremacist fascist, you know? Sexist.
And then here, not to be outdone.
Yes.
We have a favorite here.
Oh, I'm excited. Who is this?
At Crab Diving.
Yes.
Somebody we play pretty frequently.
Oh, shit.
Let me see if I can find... I don't think I have a lot of...
Is this sodomy-based marriage guy? Is this Brian what's-his-fuck? What's his name? I can't think of his name now.
Brian Fisher?
It's Brian Fisher, right?
Sodomy-based marriage. No, not Brian Fisher
this
time.
He's hilarious.
This is this gentleman.
Oh dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Oh yes.
This guy's the best. I mean, he's a crook. Everybody knows he's a crook. He went to jail.
He went to jail for fleecing Christians.
He's selling shit to you now. If you buy Jim Baker's shit soup or his generators and shit, based on what he's telling you about end times, God, a family member needs to take you aside and get you a prescription for something, or you need a helper dog or some shit.
Here's Jim Baker.
Ooh.
I don't know who's sitting next to him here. Some fraud, I'm sure. But here's Jim Baker from his show, in between selling buckets of soup.
And the first week that he was elected president, one of the senators was calling for impeachment the first week after he was elected.
It's Maxine Waters. They're showing a very unflattering picture of her, and she's not a senator.
Right. She's a rep, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's not fair ball game. I'm sorry. It's not fair. This is hate. You talking about hate speech? The speech against the president of the United States is hate speech. And I...
Wait a second.
And all that speech is free. Yeah, we hate hate speech. Nobody's saying you should go to jail for hate speech.
And actually, you know, that is the rep's job, right? I mean, if they want to bring impeachment proceedings against the president, then the House of Representatives calls for it, right? Or the Senate.
And how is that hate speech?
I don't know.
Everything that Maxine has said is in response to something that may be quite impeachable.
Absolutely. She's not saying anything racist or sexist.
Right.
No,
it's hate speech because she's not sucking Trumpian.
And she's black.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
The speech against the president of the United States is hate speech. And I've never wanted to be political. And I don't.
Oh, you liar.
Shut up.
Liar. Everything you say,
God,
you fuck.
How many clips have we played where he talks about the fucking election?
Right.
And his loony wife.
And I've never wanted to be political, and I don't mean to be political, and I don't believe I'm even being political.
What?
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Christian non-responsibility.
Right. Actually, it's just odd. It's just like...
Non-accountability.
Denying what he's done.
Yeah.
Every fucking episode. Right. How many clips have we played where he's supporting Trump?
Yeah.
I am standing up for the man that was elected on the platform that we were going to see changes in America, that terrorism would be stopped, that all these other things. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, the day as we go on the air.
So he lied about terrorism being stopped. He lied about coal jobs.
Right.
He lied about all these jobs, about Carrier.
He said he was going to bomb the shit out of ISIS. Yeah. Or wait, was that... Did somebody else say they were going
to
bomb?
He said, no, that was him. Within 30 days, he's going to have a plan to defeat ISIS.
Well, you know,
we're at one... How many have 130, 140 days or whatever? Well, where's our plan to defeat ISIS?
Well, do we know ISIS still exists? Maybe he defeated him.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Trump took out ISIS and didn't
take heard that from him.
A victory lap.
Yeah. Right. Trump not taking a victory lap on anything.
He's taking credit, baby.
So much going on. I mean, the day as we go on the air in New York City, another terrible accident. A car careers across the street.
Careens.
On Main.
Times Square.
Right in Times Square. Yeah. Running over, 13 people or so. It's going to happen. The headline about the catastrophic 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens and that Mount St. Helens is recharging right now for another great explosion. But this is just minor. Earthquakes are, you've been reading about the earthquakes, and they're happening. There's so much. I believe.
Oh, here we go.
But wait.
A couple of gay guys are putting their dicks in each other's holes. So obviously all this is happening and we're being mean to Trump. So God's mad.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's why it's happening, because we're being mean to Trump.
God's recharging St. Helens.
Yes. I was going to say, I don't understand, because I thought, like, when Obama was in office, that's why we would, you know, get, you know, hurricanes and earthquakes.
One would have thought a tsunami would have hit Washington and washed the White House away.
But Trump's in charge, so shouldn't God be smiling upon us and not, you know, smiting us and shit?
Christian logic again.
Yes.
You've been reading about the earthquakes, and they're happening. There's so much. I believe if we destroy our president, because God says, I put up the leaders.
That's right.
And I put down
there
the leaders.
There she is.
I was like, where the fuck
there's
is
Lori.
Lori.
Right.
Xanaxed up, too.
So he's
right?
basically saying the same thing.
Yes.
God says, I put up the leaders.
Jesus.
So he's saying God elected Trump.
So wait, what about the people that voted?
And now God's mad.
Yes. Oh, God's upset?
Because people are being nasty to the guy that he voted for.
Well, how pissed
apparently
is
God
he?
Has a lot of apparently God is the one who's doing all the voter fraud.
Oh yeah. Oh, is he really?
Well, apparently he got
shit.
God voted millions of times.
How mad is God gonna get? Is he gonna start handing out cancer, AIDS, gonorrhea?
Believe
well, yes, because he's taking health care away from people.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, the anti-Trump people will be dying.
Oh my God.
I believe if we
and a whole lot of Trump people.
Oh, right.
Dumb Trump voters.
Boy.
Who, it's almost daily now, I'm seeing stories of where they interview a Trump handsee who's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have voted for him because he's taken away my food stamp now that I need to live.
It's kind of like the Brexit thing, right? After the Brexit happened, a lot of people that voted for like, I didn't know.
I was just pissed off. I didn't think it would actually pass.
Hello.
I want my vote back.
I want me vote back. I do.
I believe if we destroy our president, because God says, I put up the leaders.
That's right.
And I put down the leaders.
That's it.
And I believe there's judgment coming to America.
There we go.
Give it up for opioids, everybody. Fucking, she's popping
those
pills.
Oh, that's it. That's right.
Is she drunk or
we
on
don't
pills?
Know
or
any of that.
Both. I think
maybe
she's both.
High on life and Jesus.
She's on drugs.
That's Lori, the wife of Jim Baker, Lori Baker.
It's weird. She talks. She has a weird, like, she's a weird, like, vocal pattern. It's like she sort of says words, but not really. It's like all of her words sound like, nah. It's odd.
She apparently was quite the partier back in the day.
Oh, yes. And Jim Baker, you know, is it just me or did he seem smoother? Years ago, back when he was, you know, at the height of his fleecing, You know, right before he got busted.
I don't know. I think I ever watched. I've never seen him back from the day with Tammy Faye.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I ever watched.
He's any
not
of
smooth
him.
Like he used to be. I mean,
well, he relied on Tammy. She was a yeah. big.
Yeah.
She was like Lori's like Ed McMahon.
You're not
She's kind
get,
of a sidekick. Yeah. It was Jim and Tammy Faye.
You're not getting shit out of Lori.
That was the title, right? It was Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Right.
So, I mean, it was. She was just as much a part of the show, and she sang. Remember, yeah. she used to sing?
She added something. I don't think Lori adds anything. I think she brings yes. the show to a grinding halt.
Oh, yeah. That's how she adds to this show.
But Jim sounds stupid, like careering instead of careening, and it's like he
well, that
barely,
was him.
Yeah, he barely yeah, yeah. gets through his copy.
Well, I don't think he's... I think he's winging it. I think he's improv-ing.
Don't you rehearse, Jim? For fuck's sake, dude. You got a show. Rehearse, motherfucker. We run lines before our show every day.
Yeah, we don't.
Kate, give me that script.
But okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. I haven't been showing up for rehearsals.
Oh, right. I've been sitting here by myself in the dance studio. There's no dance numbers, by the way. Crab diving.
Over the weekend, Angela Merkel.
Nine!
That's it for Jim Baker.
Bye-bye, Jimmy.
The Germans... Some German poobah over there basically said, well, you know, we're on our own. We can't rely on the United States anymore. Merkel
yeah,
basically
it.
Said the same thing.
Well, I mean, what are they supposed to say? I mean, you know, I don't know.
Right?
He goes over there to Germany and he bitches that they're not paying enough for NATO. They're bad on trade.
Of course, Fox and Friends.
Oh, God.
Ainsley Earhart opens up with, the mainstream media has been in a feeding frenzy over Jared Kushner's alleged back channeling with Russia. But now a source tells Fox News they got it all wrong, says Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, shit.
And this is that anonymous source from the White House, now, of course, that says, no, they didn't talk about
trying
that.
Trying to be too cynical, but do you think this is bullshit? So stupid.
Probably Don talked to Rupert Murdoch. Murdoch called who's ever in charge of Fox News and
yeah,
says, hey, here's your propaganda for today, your propaganda duties.
Tell that idiot Steve Doocy to say this.
Yeah.
That's probably what happens.
I don't think he was on today.
Oh, okay. What the fuck is he doing?
Ainsley,
what did Steve
Earhart,
Doocy do?
Brian Kilmeade, and Pete Hegseth.
What the fuck? I don't mean to be a dick, but
you want your ears to bleed? Here's how they cover it.
But meanwhile, we have a story to advance.
That's right. The mainstream media has been in a feeding frenzy over Jared Kushner's alleged back-channeling.
Russian to judgment is on the Chiron, by the way. Get it? Get it?
Yes,
get it?
Yes.
See what they did there?
God, fuck you, Fox. Imagine, dude, a feeding frenzy. What was it with Hillary's fucking emails?
Well,
Benghazi. Fuck off.
The guy who literally has the office next door to the president and is a senior advisor may be a Russian spy. So,
yeah,
there might be a little bit of media coverage.
Imagine, I'm just going to say it. I don't give a fuck. Imagine if it's a Democrat. Imagine. Oh, my fucking God. The sky's falling. And it should be.
God, even... Hegseth.
God, what kind of fucking
says,
name is that?
You want to turn to the Washington Post and the failing New York Times.
What the fucking fuck? The failing New York Times.
It's not.
And their subscriptions have gone up, right?
So, yeah. So this is Fox News absolutely just parroting what Schindler says.
Yeah. It's state-run media. We don't even need Breitbart
Terrifying.
To do it. It's a large cable news network. Right. It's Schindler's fucking little mouthpiece. Fox is a cock holster.
And they helped him ascend.
No, yeah.
Without Rupert Murdoch's blessing, it would have been it. And when they finally turn on him, when he becomes too toxic,
yes.
even for them, then we'll know it's the end of Trump.
What's going to happen when the evidence, and I don't even know how it would happen, becomes too damning for people to say, hey, there's nothing to this Russia shit?
Well, some of these assholes... Seriously, they need a picture of Putin balls deep in Trump's hole before,
do.
And even then they'll say it's fake news.
Well, what about when they see a picture of Schindler getting peed on in some Russian hotel? They won't.
Oh,
give
I don't
a fuck.
Think they'll care about that. That's the funny thing is if that's what's really if that's what they have on Trump, I think the Russians have a fuck a lot more. I think they have hundreds of millions of dollars of loans, and that's why they have Trump by the short white curlies.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're, I think I put it up on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. There's some of the fucking FBI or something, or the CIA, they have evidence. They overheard Russian intelligence people saying that they have shit on him. They have shit on Trump. And they're going to use it against him to control him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, you know, it's just so fucking frustrating to think that Hillary Clinton, you know, the emails, you must be shitting me. The hypocrisy is just, I'm choking on it. I'm choking.
Well, and then now they're bringing back, there's even a story here that in order to try to deflect away from the story about Jared, that they're digging up this 2014 story about Obama.
Oh, yeah.
This is over at Media Matters. How a 2014 story about Russia went from a fringe blog to Fox News in just a few days.
Oh, shit.
And it was an article about then President Obama's behind the scenes efforts, bless you, to work. And I understand the irony of an atheist saying, bless you.
Hey, you know, makes me, you know what happens? It makes so my eyeballs don't pop out of my head. Isn't that true?
No.
That's why your eyelids automatically pop shut when you when you sneeze.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, my eyeballs will fly out.
That's just not true.
Prove it. Sneeze right now.
Well,
keep your eyelids open. Have you ever sneezed with your eyelids open?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would. Next time I feel one coming on, I'll pry my fucking eye open.
That was a possibility.
And if it spews out, then I get to be like a pirate and cool for the rest of my life.
Kate's going to eat that eye if it falls on the floor. You're fucked.
She might want it cooked.
She's going to eat it.
I'll pop it in the microwave for her. So this article they brought back, and then it was on fucking Fox News.
Oh, great.
This is what they're rolling with. Trump and his administration have come under scrutiny after this report that Kushner was setting up some secret channel, you know, pigeons or some shit, and speak Russian.
Were they just going to hang out at some Russian dude's house and talk shit? I mean, isn't that the back channel where they won't be monitored?
I think they wanted to go to the embassy or something, one of the, like a Russian skiff.
Is that a boat? What do you mean? A skiff is a boat?
No, a secure something intelligence facility, SCIF.
Oh fucking God, man. I've heard that word thrown around so much. And, you know, a skiff is a type of boat, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't know why they wanted to go on a boat. Like, nobody can hear you out in the water, I guess.
It's an acronym for...
Oh, God. I feel like a dickhead.
Well, I it's not even secure. Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility.
Want to see my skiff?
Dun, dun, dun. It's an enclosed area within a building that is used to process sensitive compartmented information, types of classified information. You know, there's the compartmented stuff is how, like, Clapper, former director of the CIA, might not know what the FBI has gotten on Schindler, which is you know, he's like, at the time, I hadn't seen any corroborating evidence of collusion at the time. But then he said, nor would I have.
Yeah, because it's a need-to-know motherfucking basis.
I wouldn't have seen that. And even people who have the top clearance where they can kind of hear everything, they even it's compartmentalized, and they have code words. That's that code word stuff. So even though the director of national intelligence can hear conceivably everything everywhere, there are still code word stuff that maybe only the president can talk about, and even the DNI might know about it.
So you know, it's really frustrating to hear that, because it's like they obviously go to a lot of trouble to keep shit secret, to not just have information floating around out there if people, you know, they don't need to know it. But then Schindler brings in a couple of Russians to the White House and talks about whatever the fuck he wants to. I mean, how the fuck can we run a country like this? This sucks.
It's not going well. It's
sucks,
not being run.
Man.
The the Post in the early morning, the day after the Post ran the story.
Yes.
There was a Twitter account called The Truth Is Out There. And they posted hashtag bromance inside Obama's secret outreach to Russia, including a Kissinger offensive, leaked back to a 2014 article from a guy at Bloomberg who reported that Obama was, quote, working behind the scenes for months to form a new working relationship with Russia.
So they're saying Obama was establishing back channels.
Well, but he might have been and was, yes. But he wasn't keeping it secret
right.
from the intelligence community.
So that's not, how's that a back channel then? Even?
Well, right. It's not. What Jared was doing isn't all the former spooks and all the former intelligence community people, et cetera.
Yes.
Administration people that have been on the telly.
Yes. Hello.
Have said it makes no sense what he tried to do. That their explanation, oh, we're just going to talk about Syria.
Right.
Well, why do you need to sneak Kislyak in the back door? Why do you need to meet...
Slip him in there.
Why do you need to meet with some gazillionaire fucking corrupt banker?
Right.
Who's got Putin jizz on his tongue.
Oh, it's everywhere. On his tongue? He just... it's distracting to try to talk to a guy with a big...
Here it even says, former intelligence and national security officials have called the move naive, bizarre, very concerning, indicative of espionage activity,
yes.
and possibly even illegal. All these different pundits have said
right.
various things.
I heard somebody say that if Jared Kushner was in the CIA and he did what he did, he'd be charged with espionage.
Yeah.
But he's not because he's not an intelligence officer or something.
I guess.
And here's what I don't get. So if Obama did the same thing, established a back channel, but alerted, you know, our intelligence people, how is that a back channel then?
It wasn't. That's the point.
So he didn't do that.
Who?
Well, so Obama didn't do that?
No.
God. They're just fucking lying, the GOP.
So then this a fake news site.
Fake.
Called Before It's News.
Okay.
Published a link to a fringe blog which highlighted the Bloomberg article.
Okay.
Then it says a second Twitter account linked to the article. About 2 hours later, around 11:46 p.m., Drudge highlighted the article at the top of the page.
At the top of their page?
Yep.
So that's like giving it credit, you know?
And then an hour later, within an hour, many Twitter accounts had highlighted the Bloomberg article without adding much accompanying text.
Oh, shit. That's like saying, hey, the shit in this link is true. You should believe it and read it.
And the author
yes.
of the original article from Bloomberg, Josh Rogan, said, meanwhile, what he wrote did not make it sound untoward. He wrote
right.
that Obama's been working behind the scenes to try to reestablish a good relationship with Russia.
And these guys...
A working relationship.
Yeah, yeah. They just put a salacious headline on it.
Right. He tweeted, the author wrote, this article of mine from 2014 has been tweeted hundreds of times today, all the exact same way, hashtag bots.
Bam.
And that's what they do. They pick up the same phrase, the same
right.
sentence, and you'll find it over and over and over, scores
God.
And dozens and hundreds and thousands of times. All from these accounts that have either, well, they don't have eggs anymore, whatever, just a blank picture on Twitter,
yeah.
or it's like one of those I talked about earlier. They've got 100 followers and they've tweeted 10,000 times.
Right. The problem is some right-wing nut job douchebag Trump supporter would say to you, oh, come on. Don't you think that's kind of far-fetched? Why would somebody do that? Don't be ridiculous, you stupid fucking hippie.
Libtard.
Yeah.
Or I don't care. We won.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
It helped us win. Who cares? That's the attitude of a lot of those.
We're going to privatize Medicare. Suck my dick.
It says if a fake news purveyor and bots did play a role in disseminating this claim
yes.
into more traditional right-wing and mainstream media, it would not be the first time. Meanwhile, by the way, after that, after Drudge played it, they made it to Fox and Friends yesterday.
Does somebody reach out to Drudge and say, hey, you should run this article?
Which is the story we just played.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Somebody told, you know, Fox to run that
story.
The three
idiots,
right?
yeah. In the morning. Deuceyless, sadly.
Deucey. What again?
I wish I was there for that story.
Why weren't you, Steve? What the fuck is he doing that you
I'm in Ibiza.
I don't understand. I mean, like, Steve Doocy hosts a morning show on national television.
Well, it was Memorial Day.
Oh, okay. So he didn't show.
Oh, wait, no, that's, yeah, it's today, the 30th. No, so that's Tuesday, so, yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck is he doing? That's more important than his fucking national television show. God, where does he go to have
fun? Maybe they're getting rid of him, like they got rid of Dildo Riley. And then I saw something. I mean, I guess we'll find out, is it tonight? If Lunkhead comes back, Hannity.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were murmurs, and even though a lot of liberals were hoping it would happen,
whispers.
When he announced he was taking an extra day off or two, but he said, you know, I'm coming back no matter what. But then I saw a report just yesterday.
Yes.
That said, in actuality, he was thinking about not coming back.
Sounds like the advertisers, right?
But then I saw something this morning about how there's no tsunami of advertisers bailing on Hannity like they did with Dildo.
God, why is that? I wonder. That's weird.
Different story, I guess.
I guess the
paying out millions and millions of dollars to sexual harassment claims is
right.
Worse than in history of horrible misogyny and sexism.
Oh yes.
Is worse than spreading a fake news story about Hillary Clinton strangling someone with her labia.
Oh, sure. That's how she killed Vince Foster. Uvula strangulation. Vulva.
I saw it this morning. Somebody was like, what about all the bodies the Clintons have left?
Oh, fuck you and your fucking... Listen.
Stop watching too much.
What?
The House of Cards new season is out, by the way.
Oh, are you shitting
me? So that'll be the first binging in the new Florida digs.
Oh, my God. We
should be thankful that we have an idiot evil guy in the White House and not Frank Underwood.
And his wife. What's her name? Sarah Underwood? Is that Sarah? Claire. God damn. She's scarier than Frank, man. Fuck that. What a great show. I think there's a new Veep, too. There's new Veep episodes.
Oh, really?
I accidentally saw a part of one.
It's excellent.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Holy shit. 327. Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, everybody. This is it for the week. Yeah, we're going to be rerunning a bunch of shows, probably this one over and over. But you'll be able to hear us listen to all last week's shows. Don't forget we got the K-Voice, which is up right after this show, live with a brand new sparkling episode.
Live!
We've got the Hollywood Hick. There's a new one from Saturday. We got the Daily Upper Decker, which I don't know if it shows up this week, we won't be able to put it up. So I don't know if he's back yet.
I do believe Tommy Gimler, the host of the Daily Upper Decker, is in...
Still in Ireland?
He's still in Ireland, man.
Still in the home country.
Drinking his ass off.
I saw a couple of his Facebook posts.
Listen to this show. It's funny. I challenge you to find a funnier fucking sports show.
Crabdiving.com and iTunes and Stitcher, the Daily Upper Decker.
That's right, baby.
Just go to crabdiving.com. We got a whole bunch of good shows there for y'all.
Have you ever done an upper decker in anybody's toilet? I can't imagine. Disgusting. Why would anyone do that? That is the worst thing.
So there you go. Fox and Friends ignoring the story Kushner's communications, but then going right for, we understand there's news now that says that some guy in the White House called us and said, it's total bullshit.
How do you do that show, man? Like, are they that, like, empty inside?
Yes.
They will say whatever the fuck anyone tells them because they're getting a big fat paycheck.
Well, I would guess they're probably true believers, too.
Come on.
Doocy... Isn't he a little diddly?
Diddly? What do you mean?
Didn't, what's her name? Not kids, but I mean, didn't...
I see.
Gretchen Carlson?
Did she
who sued? It was Gretchen Carlson, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't she, when she sued Ailes, didn't she also mention just the general sexist attitude of Doocy and Kilmeade also?
God, it's like Caligula. How disgusting. God. Ugh.
This is Steve Doocy and a beautiful piece of ass sitting next to me.
Jeez.
Oh, excuse me, Gretchen. You don't mind if I call you a beautiful piece of ass, do you?
God, what an idiot.
It's flattering.
Ooh.
Don't be such a bitch.
Right. Or we'll have, like, who do they have on that's so gross? Oh, we'll have Keith Ablo on.
Oh, he's
some shit like
beyond,
that.
Beyond loathsome.
Wretched.
God, there's a story about how the internet is going crazy over Trump's tweets today.
Yeah, wait. He tweeted out
that they should get rid of the filibuster,
right.
Should switch it to 51 right away and ram all this shit down everyone's throat.
Doesn't he want to sort of address this Russia shit and be like, hey, you know, even if you're going to tell me it's not true, kind of explain to me why we're hearing so much shit about Russia connected to your fucking campaign and to your presidency.
Why
just
we're
one
all,
explanation,
yeah.
You know?
What about China? How many meetings did you guys have with the Chinese back channels? What about
China?
We got problems with them.
Right.
Why don't you set up back channels with Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Why Russia? Why Russia?
Yeah. And why is it that Kim Jong-un is the only authoritarian this guy won't suck off?
He did say he's very strong, though.
Oh, yeah, he's a smart cookie.
Look what he did. He's only like 28 years old, and he killed off his uncle, and he killed all those people.
How's
he
that a
over.
Positive thing? Here's a positive. He killed his uncle. In what world is that a positive? And he did refer to him as a smart cookie, correct?
I think so.
Or was that Duterte?
No, I think that was Kim Jong-un. Maybe. Who knows? Pick one.
Erdogan. He's a smart cookie. Who even says that? Cookie.
Right?
What a loon.
Do you remember...
No.
Chuck Woolery?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Card Shark, yeah. Right?
And...
what was the other show he did?
What was that dating show?
Love Lines is that fucking call-in show where you ask Adam Carolla what to do if you get gonorrhea.
Wow. God, what was the show he used to do? It was a dating show.
Oh, fuck. I know what it is. Damn it. Fucking, hey, somebody that listens to this show, tweet us, at Crab Diving. Somebody's got to know what the fuck that show was.
I can look it up. So, but Chuck Woolery, longtime game show, Love Connection, y'all are out there tweeting, is now more famous for his white right-wing dickery and bullshit on the social medias. I believe he's tweeted some anti-gay stuff and... He's way Christian-y now, kind of a smug, white, old prick, which fits right in with the current wave of straight, old, white prickness that we're dealing with.
Prickness.
Prickitude?
Oh, yeah. I like prickness.
So Chuck Woolery...
He's prickness as fuck, he is.
Is apparently not a friend of the Jews.
God, he's anti-Semitic?
He tweeted, not to stir the pot, but Bernie Sanders is a Jew and a communist, which is not correct, by the way.
Right.
He's not a communist. Am I incorrect, or does this make me an anti-Semite as well?
The latter, dumbass.
Another fact. By the way, he hashtagged Jew, which even emphasizes the douchebaggery even more.
You know what's frustrating with a guy like this? Why are you an asshole, Chuck? You made a lot of money hosting game shows. I mean, my God, you got it. That's a job for a very lucky, stupid person. I'm sorry if anybody hosts game shows out there. Don't get offended. But Jesus Christ, Love Connection. What was the other one? Not even Win, Lose, or Draw. Something stupid.
Card Shark, you said, right?
God, did you ever watch Card Shark?
You know, I don't know. Maybe might have caught it's
like
on the game show network or
it's
something.
It's like Go Fish, but for stupid fucking people. It's dumb.
Is it like no whammies?
What is no whammies?
I don't remember the name of that one, but it was a game show where there was very little skill involved. You just maybe you answer a question, and then you win control of the button, and they would just flash. They had a big grid, and they would flash. Lights, and you would press a button to stop the light, and you would hope you wouldn't get a whammy or you lose all your money.
Oh, God. I just looked at some pictures.
Win, lose, or draw? No. What was
no,
the name of it?
No whammies. Press your luck.
Press your luck.
God.
Win, lose, or draw.
I always liked Pyramid when Betty White was on.
Oh, my God.
Or was that Password?
Password
and Pyramid. That was great. She's an entertainer.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, we were just talking about Veep.
Yes.
Responded to Chuck Woolery.
Good for you, Julia.
And he said, am I incorrect or does this make me an anti-Semite as well? Julia Louis-Dreyfus says, yes, and a complete and utter asshole.
God, you know, again, if you said, who would you rather have be vice president, Pence or Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know, because she plays Veep, I'd pick her all fucking day.
All right. Andy Richter?
Yes.
Late night comedian dude?
Very funny.
A blithe other observation. Chuck Woolery is both an asshole and a Christian. Really doesn't make you think, does it?
Oh, man.
Josh Molina, you may remember him from The West Wing.
Oh, yes.
The guy with the glasses that played the...
He wasn't the press secretary.
No, that was...
He wasn't the chief of staff.
He was a toady. He was an advisor of some sort.
He's like their Jared Kushner.
He wasn't way up there, yeah. He said, this is hilarious, I wish Chuck Woolery would get a job so I could boycott his sponsor.
God, he had a charm life, Chuck Woolery, just doing a mindlessly hosting stupid fucking game shows and making shit tons of money. And so at the end of his life, what's he going to do? Be anti-Semitic on Twitter? What a dick. Fuck you, dude.
LOL GOP is a pretty huge, funny account on the Twitter. And they tweeted, can't wait for Chuck Woolery's new show, Jew Connection, where he connects Judaism to things he despises and then says, but I stand with Israel.
God. Yeah. God, he's stupid. I mean, I get, you know, why would I think he's brilliant or anything? I mean, you know, love Connection. it's not exactly quiz show or Jeopardy, is it?
So there you go. And then somebody tweeted a picture of Mel Gibson doing the okay sign.
Mel doesn't have a problem with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Do you think Mel still feels that way? Or is
yes.
he reformed? Okay. Just wondering. Just checking.
Oh, you think he's
no?
He's suddenly no longer an anti-Semite, no longer a racist?
No, if you heard his rants. I mean, those were... the voicemails he left for that chick he was married to, or is he dating her? Yeah. A
pack of N-words. You're going to get... If you go out dressed like that, like fucking whore, you're going to get raped by a pack of N-words.
Jeez. And then he said something horrible to a cop that pulled him over for a DUI,
well, that was
the
Jew
right?
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Jew?
God. Maybe him and Chuck Woolery hang out and suck each other off all day. Who knows?
Angry old white guy.
Yeah.
Heavy Christian.
Hello.
They're very, very similar.
Right.
Except I think Woolery's probably an evangelical, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Mel Gibson's a big-time Catholic, right?
Yeah, but creepy retro Catholic, yeah. Like, doesn't, like, not happy about Vatican II.
Right. Electric Boogaloo. Do you think, what do you think happened when he was shooting that movie? What was that? Jim Caviezel is
that
Jesus.
Torture porn?
Oh, yes. Passion of the Cristo. Yeah. Do you think he's directing that movie? He's looking at the scene and says, hey, cut. You know what we need here? Can somebody find me a crow? I need a crow to land on that guy's head and eat his eyeball out. Because that's what they had that scene where Jesus got his eyeball eaten out by a fucking crow, man.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, guys. My ex-wife went to see that on her fucking birthday. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
That's fucked up.
She was your wife at the time.
Yes. What? Yes. That's true.
You didn't go with her.
Fuck no.
You weren't.
You know what I said? I said I would go if you would let me put on like one of those Jesus diaper, a crown of thorns. I'm going to carry around a crucifix and, you know. Signed fake.
She frowned upon that.
Jesus autographs. Oh, yeah.
Why did she want to see that? Was she a believer?
She's nuts. No, fuck no. She hated being raised and all that shit. But it's just pounded into your fucking head so hard that you, for some fucking reason, you want to see it. I can't explain it. It is so many levels of fucked upitude, really. Listen, the Catholic Church, you know, fucked her up, honestly. Fucked her up.
You can see. Well, her father, too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
A little
Everybody
issue there.
Was in there. Yeah. Allegedly, listen.
Allegedly.
Hyperbole, whatever.
You know, we frequently talk about the kind of the first bullshit that that Trump came out with to build his lunatic base.
Yes.
Which is, Obama, where's the birth certificate?
Oh,
I sent people to Hawaii, and you won't believe what they're coming up with.
Yeah, dude, and then all of a sudden, he's not into that anymore.
And how many years later, well, he's still into it. They forced him to not be into it.
Right.
The Republicans finally forced him. You remember that hostage video that he shot where he went to the, angrily went to the podium?
Fuck yeah.
And he's like, look, all right, Obama was born in the United States, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right.
I remember in the primary when remember the clown car, the GOP clown car?
Sure, it was amazing.
We found that shit.
Sure.
God. And Chris Matthews is interviewing him after one of these fucking debates. Right?
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Is John Kasich going to run as a third-party candidate and fuck everybody's life up in the GOP? Is that what's going to happen next time?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think John Kasich could... I don't know. I just think Trump stirred up so much horribleness that I just don't know if he's horrible also. But if a sane or Republican... ran.
A friend of mine floated me this idea when we were watching the Padres Cubs game yesterday. The Cubs fucking lost. Yeah. Anyway, he thinks that John Kasich is going to run.
Grand slam, right? Fucker.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Anyway, sorry.
I was eating a red vine. It's just like, then everything went to shit.
it's your fault.
Yeah. He thinks John Kasich is going to run as a third party to split the GOP vote to fucking.
Oh, I see. You mean to undermine Trump if he makes it that far. If Trump makes it to 2020.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you remember, though, when Chris Matthews was pummeling Trump with that question? Do you believe Obama was born in Kenya? And he wouldn't admit anything. He wouldn't say a fucking word.
Todd Rundgren.
Yes.
Who is...
a folk singer, right?
A rock and roll dude, right?
Oh, okay, rock and roll. No whammies. I'm gonna sneeze again. Oh, God fucking bless you. May Jesus Christ keep your eyeballs from popping out of your fucking sockets.
He was in Utopia, Nas in the 60s, Ringo Starr and his all-star band. He's in still.
Yeah. Utopia. I've never heard of that band.
And the New Cars from 2005 to 2007. Oh, but he's still in. He still plays with Ringo.
The New Cars. That's gotta suck. Sorry.
Well, he was on Todd Rundgren, apparently.
Yes.
Had told Trump supporters not to come to his shows because they won't have a good time.
Yeah. Stay away, freaks. And they're also violent.
Hard hitting journalist on Fox.
Yes.
Invited Todd Rundgren on to speak to him.
Okay.
And wait till you hear how brilliant pundit Jesse Waters.
Oh, God. Wasn't there a chance this guy was fired from Fox? Didn't he go on vacation or something?
After some horribleness.
He's back?
He tweeted, or he said something about Ivanka, right? With, I love the way she holds her microphone.
Oh, yeah. He made a blowjob joke. Hilarious, Jesse.
Here's Jesse Waters with Todd Rundgren.
They hate President Trump and everything he stands for. But one musician has taken it a step further. Rocker Todd Rundgren recently said this in an interview with Variety. If you're a Trump supporter, don't come to my show because you won't have a good time. And also, I don't understand your freaking values because I'm not singing about that. If you don't understand that basic thing, you're just fooling yourself. I guarantee that in this show, if you're a Trump supporter, you will likely be offended. Let the buyer beware. I welcome all people to my show, including Mr. Rundgren himself. So, Todd.
Todd.
God, what a dick.
So, Todd, you mincing, cucky, liberal libtard.
Oh, my God. I just...
How disgusting is Jesse Waters? He
is
like the poster
vile
child of everything that is wrong with those people.
You know, that fucking clip we played not too long ago of him interviewing... what is it, these old Chinese guys or something? Where he's,
oh yeah, well
he's
yeah, he got
fun of the
he
way
got
they
in almost
talk
a little trouble
shit
for that at one point.
That to me is, I hate when, you know what, man, I hate when people fuck with old people like that. You know what I mean?
They're, well, yeah, you're these taking guys advantage.
They're trying to be nice to him, actually. You know, that's how it starts. They're
right.
Trying to be nice to him,
and they don't speak English. And then he makes fun of the fact they don't speak English by asking him a question, and then when they don't answer, they play the cricket noise in the background.
Oh, God.
Yuck, 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 yuck,
God,
yuck.
I don't know
yuck,
why that
yuck
bothers me. It's just
hard-hitting,
fucking
conservative humor.
Jesse, you're a piece of shit because you punched down.
Right.
And you know what?
Well, that's conservative humor.
Right, and that is a telling. That's a fucking... You cannot be a decent human being if you're prone to punching down, take advantage of the little guy.
Really?
I mean, that's shitty.
Fuck
you, Jesse.
I don't know how. I don't want to listen to too much of this, but at one point, the thing that Jesse says.
Yes.
Rundgren says. Well, maybe it's here at the beginning. Let's listen to a couple seconds.
I know Trump supporters at your shows. Their money's no good for you?
Well, I'll tell you the genesis of this issue. I have a lot of costume changes in my show, and I needed a video to give me the time to change my clothes. And so I created a video to go along with Tinfoil Hat, pretty much thinking that
Tinfoil Hat is the song.
Audience would see it. And react however they, well, how I expected them to react. But early on, we started having episodes in the audience where shouting matches would break out. Sometimes it would get very personal. It would last into the next song that I was trying to play.
Okay.
And it
just, okay. Meanwhile, Jesse has this just fucking cunting smug smirk on his face. I really think he's the one I hate the most over
right,
there. He's just
too,
he is everything
more than Steve Ducey.
That is wrong with America. He
more
is
than
the,
Steve Ducey.
Yeah. I just think Jesse Waters is Steve Ducey wouldn't do the Chinese jokes or something. This guy thinks he's funny is the worst part.
And you know what? What
Ducey thinks he's smart.
Oh yeah.
This guy thinks he's smutty. He's smart and funny.
Todd Rundgren is saying that he didn't want these fucking Trumpalos at his concert because they're disruptive and they're fucking deplorable.
Well, and he made a little bit of a political video.
Yeah.
About a tinfoil hat, and Trump is the guy wearing the tinfoil hat in the video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And apparently some Trumpanzees, some little snowflakes, got their fifis hurt in the Todd Rundgren concert.
Then don't go to his concert, dickheads.
Well, that's probably what he said.
Okay.
And it just became very disruptive. And I thought, if you're that easily ticked off, you probably will become annoyed at some point in this show. And confrontation is not what the show is about.
Okay, so you have a very provocative kind of intermission video while you do your little costume change.
No,
so in disrespect to Mox, President Trump, and people in the audience were getting upset about it. So now you're saying, you know what, don't come to my show if you can't handle it. Do you think that's being a little discriminatory?
All I'm saying is if you can handle it, you're welcome to the show. If you can't handle it, I mean, what's your problem? You presumably already won. Why are you so angry?
Yeah. Okay.
We're just trying to get our anger out of the way by having a silly little laugh at somebody who's now in power.
That's fine. And listen, we all like laughing at people in power. I did it for the last 8 years. Let's play.
I did it for the last 8 years when that Negro, you know.
God, he is. When he says that. For your little costume change.
Your little costume change.
I mean,
what
a
fucking asshole,
I mean,
huh?
You know, I don't know. Todd Rundgren is a celebrity. He's a star, right?
Yeah. He's a veteran rock and roll dude.
Who the fuck is
been with
is
Ringo
this?
For 30 years.
Jesse Waters is Dildo O'Reilly's second fucking banana.
He was an intern who apparently
made Dildo laugh.
Could swallow.
Ha ha ha!
All like laughing at people in power. I did it for the last 8 years. Let's play a clip from Tinfoil Hat so the audience can see what it's all about. Roll the tape. 'Cause the man in the
tinfoil hat is tweeting like a teenage girl. He put the Pluto in plutocrat, but it's gonna be a
So, Todd, why is the president wearing a tinfoil hat? Can you explain that?
Well, he was an original conspiracy theorist, wasn't he? He didn't believe that Obama was born in this country, and he fomented that pretty much from the time the former president was elected.
Boom!
Now,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, listen to Jesse Waters' defense.
Obama was born in this country, and he fomented that pretty much from the time the former president was elected. Now
I think he was just having a little fun at the president's expense.
Now he's just a little whiny man, isn't he? He's just a whiny man.
I think he was just having a little fun at the president's expense, don't you think?
Fun? He said the people, the whole idea behind the birther movement is Obama wasn't a legitimate president because his black ass was born in Kenya and not America. It was fucking racist.
I sent people down to Hawaii and you won't believe what they're coming up with.
Yeah. And you know what, man? That kind of bullshit that Trump proliferated, he told these racist white supremacists, hey, it's okay. You know, my racist feelings are real. I'm going to go commit some hate crimes. I'm emboldened.
Right.
That's what that does.
Now
I think he was just having a little fun
now
at the president's expense.
Now he's just a little whiny man, isn't he? He's just a whiny man because he didn't win the popular vote. And now there's a giant conspiracy
of
voter fraud.
President Trump is whining? Todd, I think Hillary Clinton has been whining for the last 6 months. Todd, thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Listen to that bullshit. What do you mean? President Trump's been whining. I think Hillary Clinton...
You know, man,
not even a subtle
don't you
Clinton
think,
slip.
Don't you think the classy thing to do, you have a guy on to interview him on your fucking show, and you don't give him the last word. Don't you think that's kind of like a shit move?
Oh, you know, that's the way they roll. That's totally the way Fox rolls.
Why did Todd Rundgren?
Todd Rundgren, yes.
By the way, I think I would listen to his music. It sounds, you know, it sounds like the Dead, right?
Yeah,
it sounds good. You know,
been around forever.
Right. I just don't get this Jesse Waters. I don't know how he lives with himself. Why would Todd do this show, though? God. I mean, he said,
yeah,
he
that's
made
a question.
Sense. I mean, I thought he had I think he pretty much summed up the birther movement pretty well.
Right. And the whiny.
But Jesse Waters, you know, is not going to let him have his fair shake.
I'm surprised Jesse didn't pull the, what about all the millions of illegal voters? He didn't lose the popular vote. What about all those evil beaners?
You're right. I mean, he said Mexicans, that they weren't sending their best. Some of them are rapists. That's who won.
I expect they're good people.
God. It's a party of racism.
Well, even, now that you mention it.
Yes.
Even the good polls.
Yes, good poll.
Are not looking good for Trump.
Let me see that good poll.
last week, we talked about how he tweeted that picture of himself with the 48% approval report from Rasmussen.
Oh, yes.
When that's like the crazy outlier.
Right.
It's positive for him. It's a typically conservative polling group. And the average of all the polls in which Rasmussen is included is like around 40-39-ish.
Ooh, shit.
Monday.
Right.
It said Rasmussen's score of Trump's young presidency was plunging.
Yes.
Dipping to 44% upon his arrival back to Washington after his first trip abroad.
Right.
That figure is much closer to virtually every other poll as of recently, which places Trump's popularity among voters at roughly 41-42%, according to a 3-day rolling average.
Dang. Isn't at some point, like, Trump, isn't he have to going to come in front of the public like Nixon did and try to explain this fucking Russian thing?
No, it's a lie. It's fake news. He tweeted it over the weekend.
Right, that's
fake
true.
News.
So he doesn't feel compelled to address it because it's bullshit.
Right.
God.
Right. Even Fox News.
Yes.
Listed his approval rating at just 40% last week.
Damn.
The network's analysis showed white voters and Americans without a college degree, you know,
right.
I love the uneducated.
I love the stupid.
Were beginning to sharply disapprove of the president's overall performance more than before.
Yes. I love the uneducated. I can't believe he fucking said that. What a weird way to, I don't know. That's fucked up.
Trump has repeatedly and furiously responded to the allegations on Twitter throughout his tenure in Washington, resulting in the majority of Americans expressing their disapproval with his social media use. Even his own people are always like, I love him. I love what he's doing. He's kicking all the brown people out. He's making America great. I really wish he would stop tweeting.
Right. And they can't keep tabs on the guy. I read somewhere that he's requesting more time to himself on the schedule, but they don't want to give it to him because, you know, that's
you're
what he does,
like
bad
president,
shit.
Yeah.
And you're also the president, dumbass.
Yesterday I saw a story that about the daily briefings that not only are they like Fisher Price, one page bullets, he wants pretty pictures and he wants visuals. One of the people who likes him is like, well, you know, he came from real estate, so he's used to looking at plans and pictures and things. He's very visual.
You know,
I'm like, he's a baby. He's a moron.
I remember somewhere, I was listening to NPR back in the day, and they said Bill Clinton was a big pain in the ass to work for because all he would do is like read all day, read news articles, and he would cut shit out and give it to his staff and say, hey, figure this out.
What a pain in the ass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see Trump doing that.
Take a look at this.
Yeah.
Well, can you get me her number?
Right. Maybe he was doing more of that. Trump's stupid. Wouldn't you want to read the daily fucking brief every day? Wouldn't you center your day around it?
Yeah, I might not. I mean, I might have a meeting.
You'd read that brief.
I'd probably read
it.
Read
every fucking headline, you know, that comes out during the day. You'd read the fucking brief.
Remember how he said,
I don't need to hear the same thing every day.
It's not the same thing.
Tell me if something's different.
But, God.
I'm just telling.
Guy's nuts.
It's our man, baby in chief.
It just seems like, you know, most people that get elected, that you work so hard to win, you would be a little bit more engaged. Who the fuck is like, oh, I'm going to be the president that doesn't give a fuck? That's weird, man.
Yeah. He surrounds himself with great people.
Oh, shit, the show's over.
Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen, this is our last broadcast from Los Angeles, California for who knows how long, maybe ever.
Right.
Who knows? But we will be back next Monday, the something.
Yes.
For 5th or so like that.
Monday the 5th.
With a brand new show from Pensacola, Florida.
The fucking panhandle, baby.
Follow our social medias over the week, and you know, we'll send you pictures of the horrible bathrooms and the truck stops stuff like that. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram feed at Radar Comedy, his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great week, everybody. Oh, yes. And we will be back next week from Florida.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.